Welcome back to On the Daily. In this episode, I am going to talk about the difference between knowing something and actually embodying that knowing, because there is a difference. And I actually think we have this weird thing in society. It's like a stigma where people, quote, know their way through life, but there are things that the body can do that the brain could never. And I think I, for a long time, went through life like intellectually understanding things, but then actually not doing them. And it really wound up in a lot of burnout. It ended up in like bypassing my own grief. There was just a lot of issues with it. So I am really excited to dive into this episode with you. Hey, friend. Welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of Hype You Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. You have 2 days left to snag my new course, Break the Matrix, for pre-sale. The price is going up on the 1st. And the retreat that is attached to it is almost sold out. So if you're wanting to go to Costa Rica in October and Break the Matrix is something that you've been wanting, it is time to make a move because the price is going up on the 1st. This is my new course, which is a mastering yourself course. It's all about mastering yourself so you can know yourself, so you can win in life, in business, in love, in all of it. So if you want more information on Break the Matrix and you are interested in the presale, please go to daniellemcleary.com/breakthematrix and you can learn more. Yesterday, I taught probably the best masterclass I've ever taught in my life. It was free, like literally 100% free. It was called Persona, and it's all about how to manifest your dream life by creating a personal brand. And that's not just like a business brand. That's like how you show up in life using human design and astrology. And I thought it was going to be like a 30-minute masterclass. It ended up being an hour and a half. It was so packed full of just like the most valuable information ever. And I am offering the replay for free to anybody who clicks the link in the show notes. So if you are feeling a little lost in how to show up in the world, how to show up in online, how to show up in your business, how you should be speaking, who your ideal clients are, who your ideal friends are, your life's purpose, what you're here to do, all of that's going to be answered in this free masterclass, and you can get it by clicking the link in our show notes. Knowing versus embodying. Listen, I am a very smart human. I'm a very intelligent human. I'm also a very wise human. My human design is the 6-2. So I came into this world with a lot of just like knowledge, and I couldn't ever really explain like how I knew it, but I did. Like, for example, when I got pregnant, I never watched one movie about being pregnant. I never read one book. I was just like, I got this. Like getting married young, like there was just like a lot of things, like jobs that I got. Like I was always really good at like the jobs that I had. I was always really good at making friends. I was always really good at a lot of stuff, and I could get through things really well also. And I remember always feeling like I know things, like I just know this. I know this. I've learned this. I have 3 degrees. Like I'm very educated, all the things. Okay. Why am I telling you this? Because there was a long time and this really, and I've been doing it my whole life, but I really became aware of it right after my dad died. About a year after my dad died, I realized I help people heal their grief all the time. I help people figure out how to move grief through their body for a living. And I had been bypassing healing my own grief because of what I, quote, knew. And there's a lot of people that do this with personal development. There's a lot of people that do this with their money mindset. There's a lot of people that do this with their trauma. There's a lot of people that do this with grief because we have been taught that like education is key. And like, yes, I believe in being educated. My human design cross is the left cross of education. I am here to educate myself so that I can educate others. But what I was doing was I was just educating myself for the knowledge and the awareness, but I wasn't actually embodying it. I wasn't actually practicing the doing, right? And that really hurt me. And I went a whole year with telling everybody how to grieve and how I was getting through this grief process, but I wasn't actually grieving. Same thing with like personal development. Like when I was younger, I used to like read part of the book and I'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know how to do that. But I would still be like saying yes to everything. I would still be like wearing busy like a badge of honor. I would still be like doing anything to receive outside praise and validation. I was doing all of the things that I knew how not, I quote, knew how not to do. But that's the thing. It's like your brain can only handle so much. At a certain point, you have to take it out of your brain and into your body because that is actually how it sticks for your subconscious mind. It has to be, your body has to become unaddicted to the things that it was addicted to: chaos, stress, fear, struggle. Right? You do not have to struggle. You do not have to be broke. You do not have to wear the weight of the world on your shoulders. You do not have to carry everyone else's shit all the time, even if you have been for this long. You can literally set a new boundary. You're going to piss people off. You're going to let people down. You're going to burn some bridges. But like, you can do that, but you're not going to be able to do that by thinking and, quote, knowing your way to it. You're not going to be able to do it intellectually. You're going to have to do it in a somatic way. You're going to have to move it from the knowing to the feeling and the doing. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. And I know this because I put out this course, Break the Matrix. And this is what this course is all about. It's about taking everything from the knowing to the body. And it's set very specifically up in four different pillars for that exact reason, because we have to know the things first. We have to be aware of them. Then we have to like learn them deeper. And then we have to physically release them before we can create a new reality for ourselves. Like that is the trajectory of Break the Matrix, which is like my 16-week self, half self-paced modules, half immersion, like live calls with me, in addition to these like self-paced modules where you can like have them and record and like go back and rewatch them. You're getting like over 12 hours of calls with me also. It's like so in depth. It's such a huge program. And the reason why it's so big is because I understand what it's like to think you know how to do things, but then you're still in scarcity. You're still feeling stuck. You're still in fear, right? You still have a bad relationship with money. You're still like getting uncomfortable if a client like doesn't pay you on time. You're still getting uncomfortable when you post something on social media and then you're checking it like 25,000 times to make sure that nobody got triggered and like said something bad. You're like overly checking your email to see when your payments are going to come through. Like all of these things are signs that you are not mastering yourself because you have spent too long knowing things and not actually embodying things. And what I am here to do is help you take it out of your fucking head and put it in your body. And that's what I'm here to do. And that's what this course is going to do for you. And like I said, pre-sale is over in a couple days. Like if you have not registered for this course, like right now you can pay for this course is for 6 months at $649 for 80 modules, multiple calls a month, like an entire community of people to connect with, all of the resources, plus a human design certification and an astrology certification. Like that's all in this course. And if you just want the course, you can pay for it right now is in as little as $649. Like that is bananas. Starting next month, the price per month is $779. It's going up $130 a month. Like if you want this course, you need to do it now. But it's like, I've received messages from people that like I know should be in this course because I know them. I know their trauma. Like one thing I'm really good at, I'm a wise sage. It's part of my human design. It's part of my astrology. I have gate 12, the gate of prophecy. Part of my genius is I can like have one conversation with someone. Like you show me someone's trigger and I can tell you everything about them. Like let me have one conversation with you and I'm going to be able to see right through all of the blind spots that you pretend you don't have. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually like the greatest gift I could give you is like, I'm a Scorpio rising. Like I'm going to say things to you in a way that nobody else is going to say them to you. And I'm probably the only one that could get away with it because when I say it, it's coming from a place of like, I deeply fucking love you and I want you to have the absolute biggest, shiniest, brightest, abundant life, and you're hiding behind your knowing. You are hiding behind your blind spots. You are hiding behind your intellect. Intellect is not going to do it. Intellect is why you still feel stuck. intellect is why you continue to coach on things or teach things or help other people with things. And then at night, you're up at night, like wondering if you made a mistake, or you're constantly in fear of the other shoe dropping, or your head is just spinning and you have an inability to let go. Like you have an inability to surrender. Like that is all a sign that you have not mastered yourself and you are stuck in intellect. What I teach you to do is master yourself. If you do not master yourself, you are going to fuck up your business. You're going to fuck up your life. You're going to fuck up your relationships. I've done it. I've been there. I get it. And what I'm telling you is you do not deserve to live like that anymore. And you can change. Sure, you're going to piss people off. But like, luckily, you have your friendly neighborhood Danielle with you to help you be okay with that. And that's what I'm doing in this program. So again, stop hiding behind your intellect. Stop hiding behind your knowing, because it is physically keeping you stuck. It is physically keeping you addicted to all of the things that you are addicted to, because your intellect and your knowledge and your ego work very closely together. And they're very, very sneaky. They're very, very sneaky. And they are very, very good at making sure that you feel like you're doing the work, but you're actually just thinking about the work. And I am here to help you actually do the work. I have a lot of experience in this. I have a lot of experience in teaching you how to breathe, and teaching you how to move your body, and teaching you how to sit in stillness, and teaching you how to surrender, and teaching you how to feel where grief sits in your body. I have so much experience with this. Somatic healing and practices are everything. And that is what this course will give you, along with all of the human design education, all of the astrology information. You have to learn how to read your maps so that you can use the vehicles of somatic practices. And then once you figure all that out and you're able to release these things physically and emotionally from your body and your DNA forever, now you're a blank canvas and we can create whatever we want. And I am here to help you live your biggest, shiniest, most abundant life. And I don't really care what you do. You can be a homesteader. You can go work on Wall Street. You can be a teacher. You can work minimum wage at Starbucks. Like, I don't give a fuck. What I care about is that everything you do is 100% based in what you want to do. You want to believe what you want to believe. You pray to who you want to pray to. You vote for who you want to vote for. I don't care, as long as it is 100% genuine and authentic to you as a human being. And that is what we are doing. That is what I do. And if that is something that you need, and even if this is triggering you and you're getting mad at me right now, that is a sign that you need this, because it is one thing to know that triggers are good for you because they're showing you how to heal. It is a whole other fucking thing to know that if you're being triggered, you can actually physically do something about it. So that being said, I love you. You're the best. If you want more information on any of these things, click the link in our show notes and we will chat soon. Goodbye.